Good morning, and welcome to Netia's Q2 2012 results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Godlewski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Jon Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Godlewski, you may now begin. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and again, welcome to Netia second quarter and first half of 2012 financial results conference call. Throughout the call, we will be referring to the presentation posted on our website today, very early in the morning, so I hope you can access it and also flip through along with us. As introduced, myself, Mira Godlewski, and Jonathan Eastick, CEO, will be commenting on the results. So let's look at the page number two of that presentation, which is just highlights, and let me kick it off there. Second quarter was what I would say a weak quarter for us in terms of revenue and intake of fixed voice and fixed broadband subscribers. And therefore, today, as you will see toward the end, we will be resetting our full year guidance on these three performance indicators. Our past half-year focus was on consolidation of Dialog and Crowley, and it is, as you will see, also reflected in Netia's EBITDA profitability. This was a very strong quarter and very strong first half of the year from a profitability perspective. Our adjusted EBITDA was 289 million zlotys for the first half of 2012, which represents almost 50% increase on year-over-year basis, and quarter-to-quarter, it improved by 17%. Netia's operating free cash flow reached 116 million zlotys in the first half of 2012. So as you can see, this comprehensive integration program, which we call CDN, Crowley, Dialog, Netia, being put together project, is really progressing as planned, and we will take you through more details of this later in the presentation. Jonathan, who is heading the integration initiative, will talk you through that. Our net debt in end of the quarter was down from 485 million to 454 million, which represents only 0.76 EBITDA multiple. So that shows also our financial strength for further potential consolidation, but also other activities as we are doing through also the first half of the year, which is execution of the second and the third tranches of our share buyback program. Let's get into more details on the results, and let's start with the broadband performance. As you see on the right top corner of that page three, the fixed broadband market is really slowing. In the second quarter, there has only been an estimate of 45,000 net adds on the market. Our net additions, I've already stated, performed unfortunately even worse than that, so we lost on the organic front 10,000 subscribers in the second quarter. Although the good news is that 46% of broadband customers are served directly on our own network, which obviously has a positive impact on profitability of the services. And our broadband ARPU was stable at 57 zlotys, also compared to previous quarter. What you will see going forward is that our hope that revised pricing and advertising campaigns, new advertising campaigns we put in the into the second quarter, should drive improvement in this results. In general, I would say that the first half of 2012 was a time of what I would call resetting many commercial elements. I'm more positive when I'm thinking about quarters to come, whether this is 2012 or 2013. Flipping through to page four, some update on the voice front. Here, in a way, there is no true prices. Fixed voice market keeps shrinking. There is 8.5 million fixed voice line services in the total market. We remain with a strong 20% share of that market. Although that meant that we also shrunk by 14,000 services in the second quarter. You can see this on the chart in the bottom left corner of the page, and there is also an information that this shrinking of 14,000 represents 0.8% of our voice services base of subscribers, which is a lower percentage, so there is a positive trend in the pace of declining than it was in previous quarters. In this, in voice services, 38% of customers are served directly on our own network, and again, it's also improving. Here, as we said it also before, we are targeting higher ARPU customers and upselling unlimited national call bundles in order to attract higher value customers. But what you see in a blended ARPU being down from 50 to 47 zlotys for new Netia is really driven by inclusion of what was relatively low ARPU clients from Dialog. So going forward, that effort of targeting higher ARPU customers should improve that trend as we hope. Flipping to page 5, Q2, we've seen further progress in TV sales. Our TV subscribers base grew to 71,000, and we expect further ramp-up in sales in the second half of 2012. As every quarter, we are learning this new services we've introduced really less than a year ago, so that's that fresh. But we continuously expand functionalities of the offering, attractiveness of the offering, and I think an important element on June, Netia introduced a brand new called Practical TV package using adaptive IP-based technology of Microsoft Smooth Streaming. From the consumer perspective, this package includes 18 thematic channels with a supplement of the digital terrestrial TV channels, as well as video content libraries. An important element from our perspective is that this smooth streaming IP-based television really expands addressable market and is also allowing us to offer it at a very attractive price. This package is priced at 29.90 zlotys, and we are having a big hopes with you know, this being a really a breakthrough offer of a further expansion of the TV services. Let's take a quick look on the mobile subscriber base, which is growing steadily. So now we have over 33,000 mobile broadband services as of end of second quarter, and almost 63,000 of mobile voice services. Here, ARPU for the mobile broadband is stable at 28 zlotys, and respectively for the voice at 26 zlotys, with a positive dynamic based on higher usage profile. With this quick update on the commercial front, I'll turn to Jonathan Isik to walk you through the financial performance and also, as I mentioned earlier, update on our progress on the integration effort. Jonathan?
Thank you very much, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on the call today. I'm going to start my comments from slide 7 and take you through the financial performance of Netia. In what I'm pleased to say was a record-breaking quarter when it comes to adjusted EBITDA. We delivered 150 for the half year, we came in at 289.2 million zloty at the adjusted EBITDA level for a 49% improvement on the previous year as reported of 194 million zloty. and was also up by 7.5% on last year's pro forma performance of 268 million zloty. The half-year revenue came in at 1 billion and 81 million zloty, which is versus last year's as reported 35.5% better, and slightly down 1% versus last year's pro forma performance. The adjusted EBITDA for the quarter came in at 156.2 million zloty, as I mentioned, which is a record for Netia, 29.1% margin, and about 17% up on the on Q1, reflecting the strong impact of the synergies that have been coming through on the CDN integration, and also somewhat lower gross additions volumes and lower advertising spending was also contributing to this improved performance. Operating free cash flow came in extremely strongly as well. We went from 73 million zloty in Q1 to 87 million zloty in the second quarter of 2012. This has allowed us to reduce our debt level from 484 million to 454 million zloty, which is 0.76 times our guidance of 600 million EBITDA for 2012. Some of the money was also invested in our share buyback program. We have 125 million zloty allotted for buybacks during the course of 2012. 25 million of this money had been spent through 30th of June, and as of yesterday, approximately 51 million zloty has been invested in about 2.3% of the company's shares. Moving over the page to slide number 8 on the financial performance on revenue, you can see here clearly where the headwinds that we're facing on the top line are being encountered. The major problem area is voice services, where we had 251 million zloty of voice revenue, which was down 6 million on the prior quarter and is down 7% year on year against last year's pro forma result. The issue is mainly one of volume. The ARPU performance continues to be very stable. Again, we came in with a flat quarter-to-quarter ARPU result across the board on voice. And this reflects our strategy of not fighting too hard to defend the very low ARPU part of the market. There are a couple of smaller players in the market that are pursuing very aggressively low ARPU customers. Netia continues to focus on customers who are willing to pay substantially more money in order to get much more value, typically all domestic and a lot of international calls included in the bundle price. Data services also performed somewhat stronger. We were up from 200 to 201 million quarter to quarter, and we're up from 196 million zloty in Q2 a year earlier. This is despite losing a significant revenue from our relationship with P4 on the carrier side, which is not really that strategic for us, but was a nice profitable contract providing them transmission. Whereas you can see a very stable revenue in the core access segments of our own network and broadband over the TPSA network. Carrier was also a little bit weaker in Q2, but not having much significant impact on EBITDA margins. A couple of companies that we routinely cooperate with on voice termination and transit business, in our view, look a little bit suspect financially, and so we decided to reduce our cooperation with those companies with a resulting negative impact on wholesale revenue. Slide 9 takes you through the old Netia segmentation relating to residential, SOHO, SME, corporate and carrier customers. We still as yet have not integrated fully the results of Dialogue and Crowley into this structure. That will come during the second half of the year, and I'll comment on Dialogue and Crowley in a second. So the old Netia residential segment, you can see clearly in the top left-hand corner, is losing a little bit of revenue as we lose these low-end, mostly single-play customers, some on broadband, mainly on voice. So the revenue came in at 200 million zloty, which is down about 3.4% on the prior year. On the other hand, profitability jumped tremendously to 23.7% adjusted EBITDA margin. We did cut back on advertising during the second quarter to save firepower for later in the year. There was also some significant restructuring of the sales force done as part of the integration project, and somewhat lower gross additions also increased the adjusted EBITDA margin somewhat above the long-run trend. SOHO SME had another strong quarter. Revenues up 8% on the prior year at 54 million zloty. Again, through integration synergies, we're seeing improved margins with the profitability moving up to 36%. Corporate, another very stable quarter. The sales forces across the three companies are now fully integrated in this segment as well, and yet we delivered 53.4% EBITDA margin on revenue flat compared to a year earlier at 83 million zloty. The carrier segment, as I already mentioned, dipped a little bit in revenue terms for the reasons already discussed, and EBITDA margin stable, still around 41%. Over to the next slide, and you can see very clearly here the impact of the integration project on the profitability at Dialogue and Crowley. The Dialogue Group EBITDA margin moved up to 33.7% for the second quarter, on revenues virtually flat on a year earlier at 123 million zloty. Advertising of the Dialogue brand basically cut to zero. All promotion and sponsorship basically now cut to zero. Most of the senior management those that are still part of the organisation are actually now in the Netier SA organisation. So the headcount costs are also down significantly within Dialogue. So all of this is pushing the EBITDA margin up very strongly. On the Crowley side, similar trend. The EBITDA margin climbed to 29.5% for about 6 million of EBITDA in the quarter. As a standalone business, it was generating only about 4 million per quarter. The revenue there is down somewhat, as you can see, at 22 million, down from 26 million as a standalone company. But this reflects consolidation of a lot of wholesale business under Netia contracts, and also again less cooperation with a couple of counterparties that are giving us cause for concern. Other operating expenses is the old legacy unallocated costs within the old Netia group. Again, very good cost performance at 26 million zloty, 5% of total group revenues. Over the page, a new slide, we just wanted to point out a couple of important facts to our investor community. First of all, despite the issues that we are facing in the short run on the residential market, where we're still looking really for our TV and triple play strategy to start to drive the top line again, we are actually doing extremely well and very solidly on the business segment front. 35% of our revenues of old Netia come from our old business segments, but they do generate 47% of our adjusted EBITDA and 48% of our operating free cash flow. So they're also extremely important to the financial stability of the group. Over the course of the next few months, we will be fully integrating into the financial segments the results of Dialogue and Crowley. In the bottom left-hand side of this chart, you can see that we've already managed to allocate all the customers of Dialogue and Crowley into our four segments. And you can see that the split or the change in the mix is actually surprisingly marginal. There's very, very minor change, for example, in residential, with residential dropping from 51% of the total to 49.8% of the revenue. So the point being that towards the end of the year, when we're able to present our adjusted EBITDA segment by segment, no longer showing separately Dialogue and Crowley, we would expect a similar relationship between free cash flow on the business side and free cash flow on the residential side of the business. The next slide, number 12, really just summarizes the EBITDA improvement of 68% between Q2 of 2011 as reported as old Netia and Q2 2012 as new Netia. You can see that all segments except carrier of old Netia actually came in with a stronger adjusted EBITDA than a year earlier. And obviously the other major contributors are the acquisitions of Dialogue with 41.6 million of EBITDA and Crowley at 6.5 million zloty, bringing us in at 156.2 million zloty and a 29% EBITDA margin. The next slide, slide 13, the capital investments and operating free cash flow. Our CapEx spend compared to the pro forma prior year figure for the first half is 6.6% down at 128 million zloty compared to 137 a year earlier. We're feeling very confident on both the EBITDA and on our ability to stay ahead of plan on CapEx. And for that reason, we've moved our guidance on free cash flow up by approximately 10%, or exactly 10%, from 300 to 330 million zloty for 2012. If we come in at 330, that's 84% better than old Netia as a standalone business in 2011, and that really shows the power that comes from the synergies that we have from buying Dialogue and Crowley. Quickly looking at EBITDA down through net profit, we booked total restructuring costs in the first half of the year of 17.5 million zloty and miscellaneous other costs related to the integration of almost 12 million zloty. The 17.5 million covers the vast majority of costs associated with reducing the headcount in forced redundancies by a total of 519 employees. That's being done in two waves. The first wave of 366 employees received their notice during June, most of whom are no longer working. Some of them were asked to work for a month or two because their role was still important for a brief period, but they should all be off their headcount by 30th of September. And the other 150 or so will receive their notice during the fourth quarter. Going forward, there will be more restructuring costs booked in the third quarter and fourth quarter. The biggest item is going to be related to the Ericsson contract, where 190 headcount are leaving Netia, and some of those Ericsson will do a restructuring of their own, and we've agreed to contribute some money towards the cost of that rationalisation. So EBITDA after unusual items came in at 259 million zloty for the half year. Depreciation up because of the acquisition intangibles, the Dialogue and Crowley fixed assets, and the impairment reversal that Netia booked last year. So it's up 60% year on year. So we came in with an EBIT figure of 16.9 million zloty. Financial expenses for the half year are 23 million zloty, 9.7 million in the second quarter, down from 13.3 million in Q1. We do hedge a lot of our financial risk, and deterioration in the zloty exchange rate in Q2 helped the financial expenses. We also booked a new deferred tax asset of 21 million zloty in the quarter. This was related to an intercompany transaction that we booked where we moved the vast majority of the Dialog fixed network into the Netia SA legal entity. This generated a big tax loss in Dialog that we feel confident we'll be able to absorb over the next 5 years. Tax losses can be consumed over 5 years in Poland. And so based on that, we were able to recognize the value of the deferred tax asset. So that meant net profit for the quarter came in at 11.1 million zloty, and for the half year and for the quarter at 21 million zloty. A few quick comments on progress on the integration. The project really accelerated dramatically in the second quarter. The first quarter was given over to organisation and planning primarily. The second quarter really did move into implementation in a big way. We calculate that within our income statement, comparing to prior year, there is approximately 24 million zloty of synergy benefits through the first 6 months of 2012. If you take each of those projects that have been completed, and around over 50 projects have been completed already, which is roughly getting close to 50% of all the projects that we identified, those projects generate on an annual basis about 60 million zloty of cost savings. So you'll recall that our target on the EBITDA level for next year, for once the project is completed in 2014, is an annualized effect of 120 million zloty. So we're basically already halfway there in terms of project completion. Later in this year, the major synergies coming through will be around obviously the headcount reductions that we put in motion during the second quarter, also release of some office space. There's a lot of work going on to integrate IT systems. The Crowley IT system should be migrated to Netia in the next couple of months. Most of the financial systems, or all the financial systems, will be migrated by the end of this year. And we should be in a position to offer one set of services for the residential market in the entire country using the Netia brand from early next year. So that there's really an awful lot of work going on to integrate new Netia into one seamless organisation. The next slide deals simply with headcount progression. You can see that June 30 of 2011, on a pro forma basis, the three organisations had 2,800 headcount. That fell only very slightly to 2,786 as of December 31. You'll recall we bought Dialog and Crowley in mid December of 2011. During the first half of 2012, almost 250 headcount came off. So we finished June 30th with a headcount of 2,539. Some of the 366 that were reduced in the first wave in Q2 are included in that 240 reduction. Another big chunk are in the reductions that we saw during July of another 140 headcount. So during August, we're running with a headcount just under 2,400 employees. There's a few more of this first wave to come off the headcount. The second wave of 150 is still to come, and the Ericsson outsourcing of another 190 is still to come before the end of the year. Next year there will be some more reductions when all the IT integration is completed, but the vast majority of the headcount reduction should be finished by the end of 2012. We are doing a little bit of hiring on the customer care area. We're building up some internal operations in order to reduce some of the outsourcing spend that we do have. So we're expecting our headcount to come in somewhere between 2,100 and 2,150 by the end of the year. So with those comments on the financial performance and on the integration, I'd like to hand it back to Mira.
Thank you, Jonathan. Page 17, let's take a look at our operational targets, which as I've mentioned on the top line front, we've reset, but at the same time, as you could see on the financial review, we've improved our outlook on the bottom line, or kept it in certain parameters. So number of services, we are targeting to have 2,750, which is an updated one from 2.9 million expectations from the beginning of the year. Revenue, we expect to come at 2,125 million zlotys. Adjusted EBITDA remains at 600 million. That improves the EBITDA margin to 28% as expected, with adjusted EBIT of 125. CapEx, as Jonathan mentioned, we expect to come at 10% less than initially estimated, and so it should be at 270 million zlotys. That almost directly flows into adjusted operating free cash flow. And we expect this to come at 330 million zlotys. We see no changes to the earlier forecast and earlier guidance on the integration OPEX and CAPEX, and those should come respectively at 50 and 30 million zlotys. At the same time, we keep unchanged our long-term strategic financial goals, which are listed in the right-hand column on the same page. So before we move into questions from your side, let me just summarize what we've just said. Ladies and gentlemen, we had weak top line in first half of 2012, driven by, to a big extent, disruption of integration processes, and also we've seen need for resetting some of the commercial agenda, and we've been doing it, and also challenging competitive situation in residential segment, you know, wasn't helpful. But what I'm happy about that we used this time for really effectively to significantly advance what we creation of what we call new Netia, and also advancement of many strategic strategically important initiatives are moving fast forward, like the IPTV, three-play, cross-selling, which continues with satisfactory results, and also what I've mentioned, introduction of this adaptive IP-based TV delivery solution is being tested, which will allow us to enhance the addressable market we can go after with the TV services. We have seen strong cash generating business segment mitigating some of the residential slowdown. Also, we had another quarter of excellent Soho SME performance. And I guess the most important thing, the major focus of the first half of the year, that in the second quarter we saw already visible profitability impact of synergies extracted within the new Netia group as a result of excellently progressing integration effort. So we expect strong cash flow expansion and margin improvements once the integration project is completed in 2013. With those summarizing comments, let me turn back to you for any questions you might have. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Okay, and our first question comes from the line of Conrad from Espirito Santo. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Conrad from Konrad Szymczopolski from Espirito Santo. I have two questions. Firstly, last week TPSA decreased the pricing of internet. Now it costs 49 zloty versus your price of 59. Having in mind that you expect improvement in net ads in the second half of the year, should we expect answer from your side to this new competitive offer from TPSA and you reducing your internet pricing? And the second question regarding wholesale tariffs, when we should expect more details on the WLR, BSA and LLU pricing. Thank you.
Thank you, Conor, for your questions. As we are monitoring market dynamics closely, you may understand that this price cut from TP did not come as a surprise to us. We are actually having even press conference planned for early next week to introduce our offer. Preparation of the offer takes time, so we've been really ready with this offer to be announced, to be launched some time ago. It's just going to be an announcement along with this new advertising and new marketing campaign. So when we are talking about second half of the year performance on the broadband, that includes already this price cut from TP and our new offer. I don't want to comment on details of that offer as it will come to the market, as I said, next week. But I guess it will be fully visible that we will remain competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second, well, there is no timeline on an announcement or nothing of that nature of the wholesale tariffs. But from what President Awuke has been stating, we should be rather expecting a continuation of those tariffs at the same level as they have been frozen back 3 years ago. So that is the most up-to-date statement from UKE.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Krivimek Swala from UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Przemek Sabala from UniCredit. Congratulations on the set of spectacular results. You mentioned the 24 million in synergies have been delivered in the first half of the year. What was the value of the synergies in the second quarter alone? And also, the restructuring and the integration charges have been lower than expected, I think, in the second quarter of the year. Would that mean that we should expect some of those restructuring and integration charges being shifted to the second half of the year? Maybe the third one, also a quick update on the TK Telecom tender, if possible.
Okay, I'll leave the TK question to Mirek in a second. Of the 24 million of synergies, if I recall correctly, we estimated the first quarter at about 6 million, so roughly 18 million came through in the second quarter. In the first quarter, it was mostly marketing and promotion related. In the second quarter, it was a much broader range of synergy categories. The second question was regarding the cost of the integration. Obviously, we initially were pretty conservative in terms of what it might cost to reduce the employment level. But I must say that the unions that we do have in Netia were very, very fair and reasonable in their discussions with the company, and so we were able to bring in a slightly lower cost than we'd originally estimated or provided for in our forecast. But there will be some additional cost in the second half of the year related to this new project, primarily with Ericsson, where we've extended our outsourcing maintenance cooperation with Ericsson to cover the dialogue network and Crowley. The Dialogue network is probably about 60% or so in size of the Netia network. So we wanted one solution to operate across the whole business. So they will take over 190 headcount, combine it with the headcount that they took from us 5 years ago when they started the outsourcing, and we will contribute to their cost of rationalising that organisation. So there'll be a few million more of restructuring coming through in the second half. But the vast majority of restructuring spending is now already booked.
On TK Telecom, you will appreciate that we can't comment too much as we are in the process, as you could read in the public statements in the press. You could read in this public domain, exclusivity has been granted to Have, I guess it was stated, who has offered the highest price. What I would consider this stage is, in a way, with certain conditions, is in a way non-binding, and there has been given a period of time for that exclusive approach. Looking at how the previous deadlines have been moving or being extended, I think we will be seeing still many months of that process running. My estimate would be if it closes this year, it will rather be on the fast side. It equally may slip into early next year, and that would probably be the only comment from my side at this stage.
Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Michaela Polakova from Wood. Please go ahead. Michaela, your line is open.
Oh, sorry, we are muted. So once again, hello, thank you for the presentation. I would like to ask a question on the TV ARPU. The trend seemed to steadily go up and it reversed. So could you maybe comment on what was behind this reversal, and how do you see the blended TV ARPU trend going forward?
Okay, thank you for your question. That is an average output of all type of TV services we are selling, and in the second quarter we've seen a good uptake of this HBO Go streamed solution, which we are all reporting as TV services. So that has impacted a lower average of the TV output.
Okay, I see. Thank you very much. My second question, you mentioned this already, but I guess I missed it. You are talking about the number of TV services going forward. How do you see this trend?
We should be improving in similar pace. However, it's important to take two things into account, which we are not yet fully quantifying. One is expanding range of our NGA homes passed to which we can render IPTV services, and the second thing is yet to be seen the results of this testing of the smooth streaming, which expand beyond NGA network. We can start we start selling at the ADSL 14 meg plus type of capabilities, but again it's too early to give a guidance on how it will impact the pace of growth of TV subs.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, I think that's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please be reminded, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Okay, and we have a question from the line of Igor from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you. This is Igor Semenov from Deutsche. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the ARPU question, on the broadband side. So given the pricing pressure, would you be able to maybe give a rough estimate on on the level of ARPUs in broadband towards the end of the year, maybe early next year? So it's been pretty stable at about 57 ARPU zloty in the first half. You know, how low could it go?
Yeah, Igor, we won't be giving like any direct guidance on that ARPU, but obviously it may soften a little bit towards the end of the year, and we're factoring that in with this lowering of our revenue guidance for the second half. We're trying to be quite conservative, however, so hopefully it will come in. We won't see too much of a deterioration because a lot of customers do have existing offers which have, over the life of the contract, quite low prices because of promotional rates that they were given at the beginning of the contract. So if looking at the overall pricing level, I'm reasonably hopeful we'll be able to move them onto a new contract without too much ARPU deterioration.
Right, and where do you stand with the restructuring of your sales force? Because, I mean, clearly the second quarter churn or attrition on the broadband side was quite disappointing. So are you, with the launch of your new offer, are you fully equipped in terms of sales force?
Across all segments now, there's one sales management team and one sales organization for each segment. So the vast majority of integration work is behind them, and they've got nothing else to focus on but selling that.
Yeah, from top down, the appointments of the people have been done. There is sales channels have been reset. The levers left. The offer is unified. It will not obviously ramp up sales results overnight. There's still a lot to be done on the motivation front and on obviously learning front. But in terms of the hard restructuring, it's over.
Right. And what are the KPIs? Are they compensated on the basis of the gross additions, or is it the growth of net addition, or is it the revenue base, so that, you know, the ARPU shouldn't get diluted too far? I mean, what kind of how are these guys compensated?
Well, this will probably take an hour to talk about, but we are focused on net additions, and across the value chain we push that message. However, there are people who are on the front line responsible for gaining new customers, compensated for just new customers, and there are people who are working on the churn front, purely responsible for reducing churn. So you have combination of everything, but the overall focus is net additions.
Right, okay. Thank you. Oh, just one accounting thing. On the for the full year, you're basically implying the depreciation of about 475. So we should expect a meaningful reduction in the depreciation in the second half of the year. Is that a correct assumption?
Will there be a decrease in the depreciation? Can you repeat
it? I didn't
follow the question totally.
Well, yeah, John, so for the full year, if we look at adjusted EBITDA and adjusted EBIT, you know, what's left is depreciation, so it comes to about 475 million. And we had already 242 for the so there should be a decline in the second half, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a marginal difference, yeah. I mean, I think it will be roughly flat for the rest of the year, but there are small corrections made all the time on such a large asset base, so mm-hmm. The number may go up or down 1 or 2 million quarter to quarter.
Okay.
125 should be directionally correct for EBIT.
Okay, and a final reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. We have no further questions, so I'll turn the call back over to Mr. Godlewski for his final comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention and all the questions, and we wish you just a pleasant day. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now replace your handsets.